brief word of conclusion. Something firstly for the college students, then we'll have something toward the end for the high school students. We will break from here, I think, at 9:45.
Right.
Take a short recess, final arrangements for the Lord's Table meeting. Then we come back to celebrate the Lord's Table together with the church in Rosendale, the brothers and sisters from the church in Rosendale, from 10 to 11 or so. And then we have 1 hour for just overflow sharing from anyone the whole weekend, including the local saints. They might want to share,
right,
prophesy from their enjoyment in the Word this week. So that's kind of our schedule. So we have about 25 minutes. Firstly, for the college students, kind of not to summarize, but to conclude our fellowship from the weekend. Last night we talked about proclaiming the Jubilee. Proclaiming, that is, we enjoy and then we proclaim. And so the implication is that we share with others, right? We share with others. And I don't know about your experience or what your experience has been in speaking the gospel to other people, but I have encountered this, that many unbelievers, and maybe even many believers, many of our own believers, Christian believers, think that the gospel or Christianity is a matter of what God wants us to do,
right,
or not do. Do or not do. But actually, that's not the case. The gospel is a matter of what God wants to give you. It's a matter of what you have, not what you do. Not what you do. So that's why in a verse like this, Acts 26, and I'm going to want to read verse 18 with you. Maybe you could just open that now. I'd like to read that with you. Acts 26, 18. And incidentally, this verse, the context of this verse, is Paul, the Apostle Paul, giving a testimony, the testimony of his salvation. And in the course of that, this is the commission, he says, the commission that he received. And in the course of that, he says this. We could read together, verse 18. Acts 26, 18. Please go.
To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the authority of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me.
So here it has this word receive, that they may receive forgiveness of sins. It doesn't say here that they may repent, even. It doesn't say that they may clean up their act. But so many people think that that's what it takes to become a Christian and to be a good Christian. That concept held back my father from salvation maybe for 30 years.
Wow.
For 30 years. Some of you know my father just recently passed away. He went to be with the Lord at the age of 99. So, nothing to be that sad about. He lived a full, wonderful life. Happy, and he was happy at the end. But the last 30 years were the happiest. Because he got saved at 69. And I still remember April 26, 1989, sitting in my kitchen with my wife next to me. We're preaching the gospel to my father. And we tell him, Pop, I used to call him Pop, everybody in our family has Christ. Everybody in our family has Christ. That is my brothers and my sister and all the spouses and even some already of the grandchildren. I told them, this is how I preach the gospel to them. I told them, in eternity, we'll be together. But not you unless you receive Christ. We want the family together for eternity. And he leaned over the table. It was actually a kitchenette, breakfast nook that we have there. And he leaned over to me and looked me in the eye and he said, "No, I will not be saved tonight." He said like this. So I said, "But why not?" He says, "Because of your mother." I said, "But what? She wants you to be saved." He says, "No." He says, "If I become a Christian, she will, three things, make me go to your church. Make me read the Bible. And get me to stop being with my friends." Mm-hmm. It's do's. Do, don't.
Right.
So, I told him, I got an inspiration.
That was the
one. Inspiration. I told him, "I'll tell you what. If you receive Christ right now, I will not tell Mom." And so, we aren't going to make you do anything. He looked at me. Looked at her. I said, "Really?" I said, "No."
Oh, yeah.
She said, "Okay." So I thought, "Okay, pray. Oh, Lord Jesus." And then he bowed his head and prayed. "Oh, Lord Jesus." And then just a few sentences. And then I finished the prayer, right? And he looks up and says, "That it?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Okay." And then he leaves. I didn't talk to him about baptism and, "Oh, you should read the word now." And I didn't tell him anything about anything. When he left, I was like, I can't believe it. That really happened? My mom and my sister had been praying for that man for 35 years. But he had the concept of do and don't.
That's right.
And many of your friends also are bound by religion.
Right. Yeah.
So we need to proclaim not religion. We're proclaiming jubilee.
Amen.
We're proclaiming liberty.
Amen.
And we're proclaiming not what you have to do. This is what God wants to give you.
Amen.
And it says an inheritance. Receive forgiveness. Receive forgiveness.
Amen.
Just receive it.
Amen.
It's forgiveness.
Amen.
Don't you want to receive forgiveness?
Amen.
No, but you want to work it out? You want to make it good? You want to try to right all the wrongs you did? Impossible. Just receive forgiveness. And I don't want to get into it too much, but I tell you, for 3 years and 2 weeks, I kept my promise. Actually, no. For just under 3 years, I kept my promise. But, and then eventually I told my mother, under duress. I told my mother, but I kept it for 3 years. And then he confessed to her 3 years and 2 weeks later. So then the secret was out. But in that period of time, in those 3 years, and this was at his memorial in September, a number of saints and family members testified. This man changed.
Yes.
This man changed.
Yes.
This man had been bound by the world and alcohol. I saw that growing up. So I despised that growing up. But after April 26, 1989, those 3 years, he just changed in this, in that, in so many ways. He dropped all his old friends without anyone telling him anything. He stopped drinking. without anyone demanding. He received the forgiveness of sins and the inheritance. And it just operated in him. And that's how it can be in all of us. If it can change him, it can change you. So, dear young brothers and sisters, go proclaim Jubilee. Amen. And tell them, it's not about doing this and that and the other thing. Now you got to go to church. Now you have to come to my church. Now you have to come to my meeting. Now you need to read the Bible. All the have to. It's not have to. The gospel is come and dine.
Amen.
Yes.
Not come and read. Come and dine. You know, we have a little hymn, right, in our hymn book. Come and dine, the Lord is calling, come and dine. Don't we have time? All things are ready, come to the feast. That's the gospel. The gospel is, come and eat. But saints, I wanted to say this last night, and I forgot, sorry. Let me say this. In the gospel, because remember this point, you can only proclaim Jubilee if you are really in Jubilee, right? So the gospel is, come and dine, not go and dine.
Yeah.
It's come and dine. Like the gospel is, oh, come on in. You understand? It's not that the food is there and I'm here and yeah, you should eat this, have some. The gospel is we're at the table eating and, oh, hey, Joe, come in, come on. Mm. Pull up a seat. Hey, yeah. That's the gospel. That should be our gospel meeting.
Yeah.
We're all eating and hey, come on, this room. That's the gospel. And like in the book of Hebrews, you know, a number of times the Apostle Paul has this. It says, come forward.
Yes.
Come forward to the Holy of Holies. That means in God's presence. Paul doesn't say, y'all should go forward. He doesn't say that. He says, come forward. That's the gospel. Come to where we are.
Amen.
Yeah. So, two, I hope, little practical things to leave you with. In two other verses. Please look at Acts 20, 32. Let's read that together. Whoever has it.
32. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who have been sanctified.
We commit you to the word of God. Not as a requirement. Oh, you know, you should read the word every day. And, you know, you should read the word. It's good to read the word, just like you should eat breakfast every day. It should be a nourishment. But the point is this, the more we actually read the word, what does it say? Give you the inheritance. The word of God, reading the Bible, can keep and maintain your joy and expand your joy. You know, we talk about inheritance. You know, inheritance, you don't do anything. Get the inheritance.
Right.
Someone passes and they leave something for you. Mm-hmm. They leave something for you. That's the inheritance. We have an inheritance. The Lord actually died and left something for us. And then he comes as the Spirit to be that to us. But the word, the Bible is very important. To maintain our joy in the Lord, read the word. Read the word. And the last verse is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. Ephesians 1, 13. Please look at that. Ephesians And 14, sorry. 13 and 14. Let's read together. In whom
you also, having heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in him also believing, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of the promise, who is the pledge of our inheritance unto the redemption of the acquired possession, to the praise of his glory.
Here it says, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that comes into us, is the pledge of our inheritance. The pledge of our inheritance. So, the pledge, that means a guarantee and foretaste of our inheritance. What we have of God, we enjoy in three stages, actually. We enjoy today, we enjoy in the next stage in the kingdom, and then we enjoy for eternity. But we need the foretaste today. So really, the point is this. I want to leave you with these two things. How to enjoy this inheritance, how to enjoy the Jubilee, so that you can overflow Jubilee. Just two simple things. The Bible and the Spirit within. The Word without, Spirit within. If we touch the Bible, touch the Word daily, there's more chance your enjoyment will be maintained. And then wherever we go, wherever we are, we have the living Spirit within us. You just enjoy him, and when you're not enjoying him, he will bother you. You just pay attention to him. And it says, another part in Ephesians 4 says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit.
Right, right.
Because he's with you all the time, trying to keep you in the enjoyment. So when you're like almost falling out of the enjoyment, he'll say, no. You know, like the... those bumper, you know, when you're driving, the those. So as you're in your day and you're doing this and you're looking at that and you're talking about this and together with your friends you're talking, and inside you'll hear some and you're going, hey, I'll catch you later. I gotta go. And so just follow the inner and he will keep you in the enjoyment. In the enjoyment. I'm glad we're not translating that. I don't know how you would translate that. High schoolers, I want to kind of conclude the fellowship with you. I hope that this weekend would be the start of the conversation.
Yes.
The start of the conversation.
Yes.
I know with many of you already in these past, we've been together about 40 hours. Things have been brought up about the future and praying about the future. And many of you have had some interaction with college students. You heard the things that presented in the panel. You realize there are some brothers and sisters among us that are knowledgeable in whatever field you're considering. Take advantage of this resource, and this is a blessing. This is one of the blessings of being in the body of Christ.
Amen.
That you have so many brothers and sisters around you. And all of them are for you.
Amen.
All of them are for
Amen.
You. They don't have to be like the official serving ones. If there's a need to fellowship with someone, we can make the connection. We can make the connection. So really, I would say, and I think this goes for all our university students, all our college students, as you're nearing the end of your college career, and the next step? Yes, you're doing your internships, and somebody talked about there was some kind of recruiting thing, and people coming, and you're finding out and interviews and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, you need to do all that. But I would say, don't forget one thing. Don't forget to fellowship. Fellowship in the body of Christ.
Right.
Why? It's not, you know, these are private, these are private and personal decisions. But the thing is, you are a member of the body of Christ. And the Bible says that we are members one of another.
Yes.
One of another. Anything that happens to my little pinky toe, it affects my whole body. A paper cut will affect my whole body. So anything that affects you actually affects the body. Why wouldn't you just have fellowship? And fellowship is not to get people's opinion and or merely advice. Actually, fellowship is the flow of life.
Amen.
And the Lord may enlighten you in some way that you weren't expecting. So just encourage you. Learn this lesson. First, you fellowship with the Lord. Always fellowship with the Lord first. Don't go to man first. Go to the Lord first. But don't neglect the fellowship in the body. So I just want to encourage you. I do hope that this weekend would really just be the start of the conversation. And have more fellowship when you go back. And it doesn't have to be just in your locality. We can take care of one another with all the churches in the area. We are at your service. And we just want the best. We really just want the best for all of you. So I'll just say that much. And I don't know if your brothers want to add anything. According to the schedule, we have 3.5 minutes. Amen? Amen. If not, how about we just have a little time to pray?
Yes.
Let's pray all together. Let's pray for our going on. For going on together. College students, pray for the high schoolers. High schoolers, pray for the college students. And let's all pray for one another.
Amen.
But let's pray this way. Let's pray one corporate prayer by just praying one sentence, and another follow and build on that one sentence, and another pray one sentence, and we can spend these few minutes to cover each other for our going on.
Amen. Lord, thank you for your word.
Amen.
Thank you for your spirit.
Amen.
Keep us in the Jubilee.
Amen.
He was in your word,
amen.
Enjoying you as the Jubilee.
Amen.
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 Rise.
Yes, Lord, keep us enjoying you.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. We can come and die on you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We only need to receive.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, make us the best receivers of all the blessings of the Jubilee.
Amen.
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 We
want to
receive you as the Jubilee.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, you are everything we need.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you that we can have this fellowship.
Amen.
That we can come as one body.
Amen.
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 Lord, keep us enjoying you.
Amen.
Lord, keep us in the fellowship of the body.
Amen.